Now onto a very different topic. If you follow celebrity news, you would have noticed a jump in political posturing in recent times, particularly at awards shows. So is this part of the new normal about how these are run, or can we expect traditions to run their course? Tate McGregor reports.
Good evening, ladies and remaining gentlemen.
Good evening, everyone at home and everyone in airports that belong in my America.
Hello and welcome to the Red Carpet Pre-Show. I'm your host, Tate McGregor, and today we're at the Film Awards to give recognition to the outstanding work produced in the world of entertainment. No, wait, I mean promote a political movement, or talk about social change, or are we just celebrating art? Well, today I'm here to find out whether award shows such as the Golden Globes and Academy Awards are being upstaged by politics. First of all, this phenomenon is not new. Politics has been infiltrating award shows for decades.
Hello, my name is Sasheen Littlefeather. I'm Apache, and I'm president of the National Native American Affirmative Image Committee.
That's Native American Sasheen Littlefeather, who in 1973 refused Marlon Brando's Best Actor Award on his behalf at the Oscars. Her speech on the atmosphere surrounding Native Americans was the first major act of political advocacy at these sorts of award shows. From then, there were sporadic demonstrations at the Oscars, but just 2 years ago, there was a noticeable change of gears. Leonardo DiCaprio used his Best Actor speech to draw attention to climate change. And the Oscars So White hashtag was born, protesting the lack of diversity in nominations. From then, most award show nights have had political undertones. Chris Rojek, a professor of sociology at the City University in London and the pioneer of the study of celebrity, joins us to explain why audiences are drawn to celebrities.
They can do things that we cannot do as a result of their fame. And this liberty and license is very attractive to most of us who are stuck in our routines of various sorts. It's natural to envy people who appear to be able to do everything.
Thanks for joining us, Chris, and explaining the attraction behind celebrities. Now, let's cross to the red carpet.
The Time's Up initiative.
The Me Too movement.
Me Too movement.
It's called Time's Up.
It's hashtag Me Too.
So what's it like on red carpets where celebrities parade for hundreds of cameras and are viewed by millions? I'm talking with Josh Horowitz, the MTV news correspondent who's been reporting from major red carpet events for a decade. Josh, I'm sure in that time the topic of conversation has shifted on the red carpet.
I think the major turning point clearly was Time's Up and Me Too in 2018. So what we saw on the Golden Globes red carpet was dozens of women and men in solidarity wearing all black. Many of the prominent actors and filmmakers attended with activists. Those of us covering the carpet found covering a much different kind of a story. The story was not who they were wearing, but what they were supporting. When I attended the Academy Awards, I can't say it was all that different than a red carpet was a year ago, prior to the Me Too and Time's Up movement.
Right, that's not what I expected. So from a media perspective, why do you think celebrities are moving out of the sphere of entertainment and into the advocacy of social and political movements?
I think celebrities are like the rest of us, and the rest of society is more politically active and politically aware. And at the end of the day, celebrities and actors and filmmakers are human beings. So it only makes sense that a higher percentage of them are going to want to speak up and use their platform promote their personal causes.
That was Josh Horowitz reporting from the red carpet. We'll catch up with him again later in the broadcast. To find out more about the impact of celebrities in politics, we're joined by Professor John Street, a professor of politics from the University of East Anglia in the UK. Do campaigns and social movements with celebrity affiliations have a greater chance of success in making change?
When you're making claims about whether or not endorsements do make a difference, it's incredibly hard, you know, when you think of all the other factors that are playing into a person's decision to make a vote, to tell whether it was the endorsement of Beyonce or anybody else that made that difference. And there are experiments that have been done that suggest that a celebrity endorsement is, at the margin, likely to make a small difference to the decision of someone to support a cause or not.
So it seems as though the politics at these awards nights hasn't been completely pointless in political success. Let's cross back to Josh to see if he thinks politics surrounding events such as this detracts from the celebration of film and television.
I don't think the additional political component to red carpets has detracted from celebrating film and TV. I mean, to be frank, there's more than enough celebrating film and TV. If we take 10 or 20% of the celebratory group hugs at award celebrations and devote that instead to talking about political issues and causes that are relevant to all of us, I think that's okay.
As a note to end on, does it matter that politics is becoming more pervasive in these award show nights?
One thing about award shows is they feel very frozen in time. I don't think they're going to look that different 5 years from now, but I think incremental changes and adapting to a changing culture and changing priorities is vital for them to stay relevant. We adapt or die, and the same goes for award shows and red carpets.
And that story was by Tate McGregor.